Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Board. The Bill Michaels Show is on the air, and thanks for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical, treating guys with ED all over the state of Wisconsin, well beyond the borders as well. And as fall is starting to, I hate to say it, fall upon us, hey, you want to get ready for the holidays, you want to get ready for a new you, and you want to round out the year well. So if you are dealing with ED, they have a 98% success rate. If you are dealing with, say, low energy, low mental clarity, better mood, better stamina is what you're looking for, could be low T treatments, and they are fantastic with that. Then there's the all-in-one weight loss program. If you spend far too much time gorging yourself at festivals this year, as I'm sure many did, yours truly included, hey, get back on the train when it comes to making a new you and a couple of stops in the right area. That would be the New Mail Medical Center. Check out the medical experts at New Mail Medical Center. Just call them, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. That is the New Mail Medical Center. Efforting Jerry Augustine, the former Brewers pitcher and analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. I hope to talk some Brewers baseball with him coming up momentarily. Brewers last night getting a win. They are off yet again another Thursday in the month of August, and they're off again next Thursday, as a matter of fact, in the month of August. So the Brewers getting a little bit of a reprieve when it comes to breaks in the schedule, and they find themselves 3.5 games back as the flip-flop happened last night, in case you didn't notice. The Cubs are now in the top spot of the National League Central after the Brewers beat the Cardinals yesterday in the finale, avoiding the sweep. The Cubs now go back to the top spot, 68-58, 10 games over 500. The Cardinals, 67-58, a half game back. And also you've got the Brewers at 65-62, 3 games over 500, 3.5 games back. And I got to tell you, I keep looking at these division leaders. You know, you look at the Yankees, and the Yankees are plus 143 in run differential. The Tampa Bay Rays, who are 9 games back, but they're still 74-54, 20 games over 500. They're plus 94. The Red Sox, 67-61. They're 16 games back. They're over 500. They're plus 78. The teams that are under 500, obviously, Blue Jays, Orioles, they're in the negatives. You got the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. They're battling for the top spot. 3 games separate those two in the Central. They're both positive run differential, 148-190. You've got the Astros and the A's. The A's only 7 games off the pace, and they're battling for the wild card. And the teams that are under 500, they're in the negative. But you got the Houston Astros at plus 181 and the A's at plus 100. Now you go to the National League, the Braves, the Nationals. Both of those teams been battling back and forth, although the Nationals have somewhat fallen off. But both of those teams, plus in the run differential, plus 71, plus 88. The Dodgers are killing everybody. They're plus 224 in run differential this year. The Diamondbacks, who are at 500, are plus 64. And then you look at the weird National League Central. The Cubs are plus 73. The Cardinals, who are only a half game back at plus 34. And the Brewers are 3.5 game back and battling, and they're over 500. But they're negative 35 with only a 15% chance of seeing the postseason at this point. I look at that, and I know some people poo-poo the run differential thing, and I understand it because of where the Brewers are, but it really is indicative of some of the better teams in baseball as to whether you're above or below that plus-minus line. So how the Brewers are getting it done, they've been blown out of a couple of games in ugly fashion, so that's contributed to the depth of run differential, but they're winning close games and losing some blowouts. That's basically what it equates to. And a blowout is a blowout in baseball. You come back the next day and it's all forgotten, basically. But the fact that they're 3.5 games back and still battling, but yet negative in run differential, it just blows me away. And it's not like, I mean, for a while there, they were plus and minus two and five and seven and nine, but it just it keeps going in the different direction, you know, where they're negative 35. I just and like I said, 15% right now of making the playoffs. 15%. Meanwhile, the Chicago Cubs, the highest lock when it comes to the National League Central, at 78.8%. The Cardinals, 49.6%. Pittsburgh's all but eliminated. 0.1% of them actually getting to the postseason. That's basically if they win out. And the Reds at, 1.3%. Meanwhile, you've got teams like the Giants, the Padres, the Rockies. They're done. They're out. The Marlins, they're out. Which, by the way, the Diamondbacks a 3.7% chance of getting in. So the Diamondbacks, the Padres, the Rockies, the Reds, those are teams that the Brewers are going to be playing. So all of these teams that are basically done, short of the Arizona Diamondbacks who are coming to town this weekend, all these teams that are basically done, they're going to be towards the end of the season. That's who the Brewers are going to be facing. Now, it's a big series this weekend because the Diamondbacks are vying for a wild card spot. And the Brewers are also vying for a wild card spot. So this is a big series coming up for the Milwaukee Brewers. You can't poo-poo this because one of the teams from the West are coming to call in. Because that's a team that's also trying to knock you out of the postseason. Meanwhile, you've got to the Phillies who are 66-60. They're trying to get to the postseason. The Mets are 66-60, although they have a better staff, so you would assume they have a higher percentage, and sure enough, they do. They've got a 48% chance of making the postseason, while the Philadelphia Phillies, after spending all that money on Bryce Harper, are 13.4% when it comes to their chances of making the postseason. The Marlins are done. You know, everybody else is pretty much done. But the point is, the Brewers still have a good percentage of making the postseason at 15%, but and they're playing a lot of teams that have been eliminated down the stretch. So everything right now still falls in their favor. Everything still falls in their favor. It's just, it's one of those things where you just look at them and go, if you just execute, you're going to be there. But this team, so consistently inconsistent, has been problematic. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Let's do that. This portion of the program also being brought to you by our good friends over at Van Horn Automotive. We're 90 days taking it around the block. You can do it. But you can drive it around the block straight for 90 days. And then if you decide to purchase the vehicle, that's extended now, by the way, to all their dealerships inside and outside the state of Wisconsin. That's how good they're doing. So make sure you check out our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Check out all the dealerships, all the vehicles, everything that qualifies. Go to vanhornauto.com where you can drive it around the block. You can drive it around, hell, drive it around the state. But take it for 90 days, put it through its paces. If you come back and you say, love it, this is mine, I'm good to go, you can get up to $2,000 off. But if you don't and you want to bring it back, yeah, you know, no questions asked. Maybe get into something different, something more larger, smaller, more your price range, whatever it happens to be. Check it out. Go to vanhornauto.com. They are family-born and employee-owned, which means everybody's got skin in the game. They're all fantastic people. And just go out and see, experience what I experienced. Go out and see what I went through, because it's a fantastic buying experience. And as a matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go through it again, because I'm going to go out and pick something up, if not this week, probably in the next week or two. But I'm going to be heading out there again, checking out something just because I had so much fun doing it. It was so worthwhile and so money-saving. So I'm going to head out to Van Horn Auto again. Go out to vanhornauto.com and find the vehicle for you. That's vanhornauto.com. When we come back, Jerry Augustine is going to be joining us, talking some Brewers baseball. More of the Bill Michael Show is next.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Glad you are here, as always. Hey, a reminder, don't forget our friends over at Cousin Subs. They're grilling them up. Been doing it for a long time. Many different grilled items, including the Bill Michaels pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese going. Get it. Put it on that fresh baked bread, and oh my goodness, are you good to go. Get some fries. Get some cheese curds. Get a salad alongside. Get a soup alongside. The cookies alongside. I'm starting to make my mouth water right now. But that being said, they can even bring it to you. Delivery's available at select locations. Go to CousinSubs.com. That is CousinSubs.com. And see all that they have to offer. Talking Brewers baseball, we are going through the percentages for some of these teams that are in, that are out, the ability to make the postseason, the schedule, considering you hold your fate in your own hands between the Cardinals and the Cubs, plus teams that are sub 500 and pretty much done. Schedule is very favorable for the Brewers, but I still look at this and I go, they're a team battling for the top spot in the division, and they would be the only team with a negative run differential to make it if indeed that holds true and they could overtake the Cubs and the Cardinals. That would be just mind-boggling at this point. Talking more about it, Jerry Augustine with Fox Sports Wisconsin, the former Brewers pitcher himself. Augie, how you been, buddy?
Doing well. I apologize. I had my phone on silent. You guys called a couple times, but I knew you guys were calling, but I just didn't know what time, but... Anyway, I got to call you. I'm glad to be on with you.
So, in other words, you're out of the steam room. The massage went well. You're feeling good, and you went a little overtime. There's nothing wrong with that. I get it. You know, hey, if Mike McCarthy can do it, you can do it, right?
Yeah, it was just something. I was sitting there looking. I had my last night with the rain delay because I needed my phone right by me. I put the phone on silence. I never took it off. And that's what happened. But anyway, Brewers got a big win last night. Got turned things around a little bit in St. Louis, and that was a huge game for him.
If you're going to write a quick synopsis of the season for the Brewers and where they're at, what would it be?
Wow. You know, that's really tough, unit, when you talk about this ball club. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of different types of changes that have gone on. The club is kind of a little bit different ball club. They have a different makeup than they did last year. And I think the biggest difference when you look at this ball club is their bullpen. And each and every year, you see a lot of changes that go on with a club, and it's usually the pitching in the bullpen is where you see a lot of differences. And this year, I think a lot had to do with, you know, they did make some changes with players. They went through with the party. Now you have Keston Hiura up, who's doing a great job, and you got to learn a lot about your organization and what you have in the minor leagues. And Keston has really been a very positive, but it's been a big change with the pitching part of it. You went out at the beginning of the season, and you really took a chance by starting those three young kids at the beginning of the season, hopefully that two of the three would pan out. Only one has panned out. Now you got Brandon Woodruff injured, but they've had some ups and downs, and I think when you look at this season, I think you look at pitching and pitching being a big difference.
It is different, and you've had a lot of injuries. I don't know whether I look at this as glasses half full or what, but you had an injury to every starter. You had, obviously, Corey Knebel go down before the season even got underway. Jimmy Nelson hasn't come back to really fulfill the bill. And then you had subpar years out of Lorenzo Cain, Orlando Arcia, Jesus Aguilar, Travis Shaw. You start to look at that, and you say, how in the hell are you only 3.5 games back?
You know, that shows the resiliency of this ball club. You know, even looking at in a bullpen with JJ, he's really struggling this year. He's a better pitcher than he's showing. He's just getting it just in one of those niches right now where he just can't make good pitches when he needs to. But, you know, you look at the things you just brought up and you look at what those guys did last year, and you can even take like Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar as two of the guys. These guys, where would they have been last year if they didn't have those two guys swinging the bat the way they did and playing the way they did? They would not even have had a chance to get to the playoffs. So a big difference in what has happened. But, you know, it kind of shows the resiliency of this club. They go out and they play hard. And I think when you talk about the parity that you have in the NL Central with each team getting better, you look at Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati is a really good ball club. This club is going to be something to look out for next year. They've done all the things they had to do. And you look at the top three teams with Chicago and the Cardinals and the Brewers. They're every year it's the same thing. It's the same way. And so it's really interesting. I think parity in the division and especially in the National League has a lot to do with why the Brewers are where they are. And that's a good thing for the Brewer ball club.
Augie, between you, me, and this bottle of glass cleaner that sits in front of me, the change in the pitching staff with specifically I'm talking about Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnell. Now, there's no coincidence. Cincinnati, they picked up Sonny Gray, yes, but they have also become tremendously better, and they've been relatively injury-free when it comes to their staff. And I think that's something key here. But you know as well as I do, there was a culture out there that Lee Tunnell had created in the bullpen. You know Derek Johnson and the work that he did. Are we talking about now an adjustment period because of the coaching staff? And don't get me wrong, I think Chris Hook is tremendous, and I really like what they bring to the table, but there's just something different, dude. I don't know what it is, but there's just something different about this staff. And as a guy that was a pitcher, how much does a culture change make a difference in your world?
Well, you know, I kudos to Derek Johnson and what he did with the Brewers. He did a nice job, and you take Lee Tunnell, what he's done. He's a veteran, a guy who's pitched in the big leagues, understands what it is to pitch in the bullpen. Those guys did a great job. They had great pitchers, but they did a great job, and they were able to maneuver his pitching staff and get him to where they were very, very positive. Derek doesn't stay here. He goes somewhere else. He goes to Cincinnati. You look at the pitchers that Cincinnati has picked up. They went out and they got four strong pitchers, and they are just a better ball club, not because of the pitchers they had last year. It's the pitchers they picked up and what they have this year and what you have to work on now getting Trevor Bauer from Cleveland. I mean, here's a number one starter for any ball club, and now they made that trade. So they've gotten better because they have acquired guys, and now they have Derek over there working with those guys along with Lee Tunnell. But I don't take anything away from Chris Hook and Steve Carsley, what they have done with this ball club. I've known Chris for a lot of years, and he is an A1 guy. He understands pitching. He understands personalities. He knows that pitching is more than just throwing a baseball. It's about that mental part of the game, and it's also about understanding what these guys are all like, and having that respect for them and having that relationship is so important. And I think he's done an outstanding job with what has transpired. You take the starting rotation from the beginning of the year, and you look at the starting rotation now, the only guy that's in there is Zach Davies, and Zach just got back. So I think it's very good what they have done, and they've shown signs. They got Brandon Woodruff when he comes off. He's a top-notch starter, and they got Adrian Hauser, who pitched last night. His last three times out, he's been very good, and the bullpen is coming. You see in spurts where they're starting to get in an area where Craig Counsell is getting a little bit of a comfort zone, not doing great every time out, but starting to get that comfort zone where you get into that last month of the season. You want to know exactly what you need, and they're starting to get there. We saw it a little bit last night. You saw Claudio come in the game, get a big out with a lefty. That's what they want him to do. And you saw Matt Albers, who's throwing the ball very good, come and get outs and get him out of tough innings, being that guy that can come and stop rallies. These are guys you need in the bullpen, but they need guys to step up also. They need the Junior Guerra and the JJs to step up, and along with Josh Hader. And if they get that, they're going to be okay the last month of the season.
Talking with Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher and analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Also, some pieces have changed. Obviously, you bring up Keston Hiura, but you lose a guy like Aguilar, who a lot of guys liked in the clubhouse. Travis Shaw, who he's struggled this season, and obviously that's had some wear in that clubhouse. You lose a guy like Domingo Santana prior to the season. You bring in Ben Gamel. Talk about the shift in culture and what that means when you start to lose some of the familiar faces, the fun faces that you won with, as opposed to some of the guys that are now coming in. You're trying to make those guys feel comfortable. In addition to that, you're still trying to go out and get wins. How difficult is that in a clubhouse? Because it's one of those intangibles that you can't quantify with sabermetrics, and it pisses off the numbers people, but there is something to it.
Yeah, there sure is, and I think it's a credit to the organization. I think when you're an organization like Milwaukee, you have your organization, and how you build it from the top to the bottom is so important. And I think there's a time when David Stearns and Matt Arnold and Mark Antanasio, along with Craig, look at it and say, hey, you know what? There's got to be some shifts here. We can't stay the same. It's not going to be the same from year to year. There's going to be some changes. We have to go and see where our organization is and how they can compete and what they can do with people that we have in this organization that can come up and compete. And I think you saw a lot of it. It started in the pitching staff when you bring the young three starters with Peralta, Burns, and Woodruff starting the season in the rotation. And then you go back and they made some trades. They picked up Claudio for the bullpen there. But then you bring up a guy like Keston Hiura to take over a second base job to see what he can do. He's been nothing more than sensational. When you look at what he does to this Brewer lineup, he really solidifies this Brewer lineup. He's a guy that can go out there and legitimately protect Christian Yelich and allow Chris make it a little bit tougher for ball clubs to pitch to Christian. And so when you look at what they've done, yes, they've lost some great players, guys who put up some great numbers. But at the same time, in baseball, that happens and things change. And I think that what they have done by moving Moose over to third base, bringing in Keston, and I think Ben Gamel has just been a great player to have. He's excellent off the bench. He's a great outfielder. He can play all three positions, unlike Domingo Santana. And what he's done as a pinch hitter has been very good. So I think the things that you see and the things that are going on, and you have to add an Eric Thames in there, what he's been doing, has just been fantastic. things build up, and certain people have that right, have that opportunity to step up, and that's what they need. And you're starting to see this team play a little bit better as we're going along, and that's what they're going to need the final month of the season.
So I got two things for you before I let you go. The first being, we obviously know that the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Brewers still hold their fate in their own hands. But with the favorable schedule, how confident are you that this Brewers team can win? I think they're going to need to win the division to get to the postseason myself, but how confident are you with the way things are right now and the favorable schedule they have towards the end of the season that they can do that?
Well, you know, you look at we started with Minnesota when we played Minnesota. From Minnesota on up till September 8th, they've got eight series that are as tough as any in baseball. Every one of the teams that they play are really vying for an opportunity to play in postseason. All the teams are above 500. All the teams have that opportunity. And we've gone through three series now. Has it been favorable? Not as well as you like. But there's, when you look at it, starting this series against Arizona, and then you go to, then you have St. Louis come in, then you go to Chicago, then you come back in Houston, then back to Chicago. I think that's going to tell your story. I think this is a team that right now has to really put things together and start winning series. I think if they go through the next, you know, we said eight, if they go through the next five series and they play very good baseball, they win series, it's going to really set them up well for September. But I think everybody agrees that you got to start playing baseball very consistently in all three phases. You got to start getting better with runners in scoring position and scoring runs. The pitching, both on the starting and the bullpen, has to be very consistent. They have to gel together. And then defensively, this team has been very good defensively. I think if there's one positive thing you take out of this year, all year long, their defense has been very good. So I think it's a matter of what they do in the next five series that are going to be very important, what happens for the rest of the year in the month of September.
Okay, and then my second question and final one is this. You go back to all the way 2014, even 2013, his entire career, Christian Yelich has been out of his damn mind. I mean, he really burst onto the scene with power in 2016, and since then it's just been consistent and good. And obviously playing in the National League Central has given him a boost as well. If he puts up another, because they got him for three, 4 years. So if you look in Christian Yelich going all the way through 2022, and he's a free agent in 2023, what if he continues to put these numbers up, Augie? Is he a $500 million man?
Wow, I don't know about the $500 million. You know, that sounds.
I'm just looking at the numbers. He's more consistent than Bryce Harper.
Yes, he is by far, no question.
I think he's a better player, and he doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves. And I think if you're going to talk about anybody being a $500 million guy, he may be the first to do it.
Yeah, he might be. I mean, when you look at a guy, I think the best thing that happened to Christian Yelich, not taking away Miami, I think the Marlins, Florida Marlins, are a great ball club. But I think really when you look at it, Christian being traded over to Milwaukee is probably the best thing that happened to Christian. He's in a ballpark that's really conducive to the way he swings the bat. He's in an organization that, you know, they give you that opportunity to go out and exceed anything you've been able to do. They give you that opportunity. I think he's playing for a great manager and great counsel. Does he have that opportunity? I think, like you, Unit, I think he's one of the top five baseball players in baseball right now that you have to look at. And his MVP last year proved that he is a good ball player. He's really duplicating that this year, and then we're going to have a great finish. It's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out because it's such a good race. But does he have that possibility? Yeah, I think he has a possibility of being one of the top players in baseball as far as salary goes. He is such a great player. He plays hard every day. He doesn't like to take days off, and he's very good in the community, in the clubhouse. And, you know, you talk about a pro-type player that you want to have on your ball club and in your organization. I think Christian Yelich is that guy.
Always a pleasure, Augie. Go enjoy the rest of your massage. I didn't mean to interrupt it. You go have a good day.
Thanks a lot. It's gonna get interesting, Unit. I'll tell you what. You watch his next series starting tomorrow night with Arizona. It gets really interesting. You have the Cards, Cubs, Houston, of all teams, to come in. And then you got the Cards and the Cubs. It's going to get really interesting. A lot of time, a lot of fun for our Brewer fans. And I'll tell you, we'll be talking a lot of good baseball coming down the road. And hopefully they can put something together, start winning some series.
They stay within a game, they'll win it. Because I think just the schedule pans out to where it's very favorable. So we'll see. Augie, pleasure, buddy.
All right, anytime.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher and analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. The 2019 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb is taking place at Lambeau Field Saturday, September 7th. A great way to honor and remember the firefighters who selflessly gave their lives so that others might live on 9/11-2001. Each participant pays tribute to an FDNY firefighter. You climb the equivalent of the 110 stories of the World Trade Center, by the way, and to save, you know, others, that's what those firefighters did. And through the firefighter and community participation, they can ensure that each of the 343 firefighters is honored and that the world knows that they will never forget. So on-site registrations at Lambeau Field Saturday, September 7th at 8 a.m. going through the Quick Trip gate, or you can check in and register the day before, Friday, September 6th from 4 to 7. The cost is $40 per climber. All the proceeds go straight to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. And if you want more information, go online. Go to Pierce, P-I-E-R-C-E, PierceMFG.com/climb. PierceMFG.com/climb. A tremendous cause. Going to take a quick break. Come back. More of the Bill Michaels Show after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Let the good times roll. And I want these words to make things right. But it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
Annual Big Unit Poker Run presented by Bud Light and Concordia University, Wisconsin's Veterans Services Department. It is Sunday, September 1st. The staging is going to be at Milwaukee Brewing Company. Nice piece on Fox 6 today, as a matter of fact, about Milwaukee Brewing. 1128 North 9th Street. That's downtown Milwaukee. They're going to have a biker's breakfast, brewery tours, a beautiful rooftop bar that's open to us. The doors open up at 8, registration at 8 a.m., kickstands up at 10 a.m., and we can't do this without you. So please, if you have a motorcycle of any type, doesn't matter what kind it is, bring it. Bring friends. We need friends, too. And we're going to then go about 100 miles. As a matter of fact, I just re-rode the route the other day. And it is 101.5 miles that we are going to go with five different stops. Going to go to a New Berlin Ale House. Going to stop at Zaner's Club Shamrock down in Big Bend. Then out to Lindy's on Beulah. Out near McGuanago in East Troy, and then up to Ironwood Golf Course, where there's going to be a really cool a cigar kind of tasting and pairing up there with some beverages, and that's in Sussex. And then over to our friends, Jeff and his wife, Alicia, Stoley's Hog Alley out there in Oconomowoc before we end up at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. So please come out and join us. We're going to have a great time, a lot of great prizes, giving away a 65-inch flat panel TV from LG, a 4K TV, giving away beer for a year, giving away a big fire pit, all kinds of neat stuff. So please, please come join us. We can't do this without you. And it's all brought to you by another friend, which is epoxyflooringdoneright.com. That's epoxyflooringdoneright.com. Call our buddy Sean, 262-443-2852. Let's go to Green Bay now. Our buddy Burke Griffin joining us, the sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS5 in Green Bay. Burke, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you? I got to ask you something. Who's in charge of your bump art, your intros, your walk-up music for each segment?
Usually between Joe and I, but the majority of it, I put it together and give it to Joe, and Joe does his wonders.
All right, you know I'm a huge Rush fan, and you know generally it seems like Metallica has been there, but Fall Out Boy?
Yeah.
We're getting soft, man. We're getting soft.
You know, I don't mind some Fall Out. The only reason I put them up there is I do like them because I had a chance to meet the band when we were at Super Bowl. So yeah. I give them a little credit.
I will say this. They are one of the last, you had the rock and roll era, you had the 90s, you had the grunge, and then there's all auto-tune
right.
and pop. So
right.
they're one of the few, they actually play instruments, so
yes.
they seem like they're a band.
Yeah.
So,
give me
yeah.
credit for that. Okay.
All right.
Well, should he or should he not play tonight, Burke?
I would say no. You know what, Bill, at this point, I think this has nothing to do with the back, this has nothing to do with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers' relationship. I just don't think we need to see it. And if there's any question on the turf, like it was with the Hall of Fame game back in a few years back. The risk versus reward, it isn't there in my opinion. I mean, we know what Aaron Rodgers can do. Now, the offense has been a little flat, but they're playing vanilla. You know, we aren't seeing the motions, we're not seeing the jet sweeps, we're not seeing the real Matt LaFleur offense, and I think that's by design. He doesn't want to put anything out there on tape, and I wouldn't be surprised if you see a totally different deal come Thursday night, season opener in Chicago.
There's been a lot of talk about the wide receiving core, that they're deep, and it's one of the best they've had in a long time. And how do you see this wide receiving core? It's just weaponry that's going to put fear or not put fear in the eyes of the opponent.
I think, you know, I don't believe this is the Greg Jennings, James Jones, Jordy Nelson, Donald Driver, JerMichael Finley group. I think you had a little more talent at the top. You clearly have Devontae Adams, and then you have four guys who are going to be a factor. You got Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you got Geronimo, and in my opinion, you have Jake Kumerow, because he's earned the trust of Aaron Rodgers. I wouldn't be shocked if Javon Moore gets cut. I wouldn't be shocked if Trevor Davis gets cut, and guys like Alan Lazard or Darius Shepard make the squad. You've seen him, especially Lazard. I mean, he is a big man, and having that kind of target to throw to, he's been impressive so far. But it wouldn't shock me if they keep six or even possibly seven. I wouldn't put him up in that 2011 group just yet, but I think they're close, and I think you've got so much youth and speed. I mean, and speed and size kills. MVS, I think he's going to have a breakout year. I really do.
I like what he's got. I agree. I like what he's got going on. I think Geronimo Allison, healthy, is ready as well. I keep saying circle those two guys, because I just think that there's going to be some there that these guys can really have that season that a lot of us are expecting. Do you agree?
I do. I think they both can stretch the defense. I mean, you know what you get with Devontae Adams. And he's arguably top five guy. If you go across the board and you want to look at Julio Jones and the rest of the players in the league, he's a 100-catch guy, 10-touchdown guy when he's healthy. And he's shown, I mean, the hits that he's absorbed over this time and just keeps ticking. But you're right. GMO and MVS, as they like to call them, they're both tall. They both can run. They both can stretch the field. And if they both stay healthy, I mean, that's a 1-2-3 punch that's pretty darn solid.
Do you like what defensively they're doing right now?
You know what? I do. I mean, Mike Pettine in his second year, you're going to see different wrinkles from him. I like the free agent pickups, like everyone has talked about. You got the Smith guys, the Darius and Preston. I think Adrian Amos is going to be huge in that secondary. You're going to see a significant upgrade over what we've had. And if they can stay healthy in that secondary, I mean, you never know what you're going to get with Kevin King. I mean, how long does this experiment go? Do you cut him loose if he's healthy? We know he's good when he can play. It's just availability. That's the biggest thing for him. But I think a breakout season, he talks the talk and seems to walk the walk. Jair Alexander, boy, I see a huge, huge season from him. The Oren Burks injury is the big question mark. Where do they go from there? Mm-hmm. Curtis Bolton has shined. For a guy who nobody knew his name coming in, and even Ty Summers as a low-round draft pick, they filled in nicely. But, you know, another guy who, too, it was easy to let Mike Daniels go because of Montrevious Adams' development and Tyler Lancaster coming on strong at the end of last season. Dude, those two guys are solid rocks in the middle of that defensive line.
The kicking game has been something that a lot of people are talking about. They both have been basically hitting their kicks in camp. The only hiccup I've seen was that ball that was kicked out of bounds in the first corner of the Texans game for Mason Crosby. So does Mason Crosby remain, considering that he really hasn't done anything to lose the job? Or do they just go after the extra money and keep ficking?
Boy, they've got a ficking problem there, don't they? You know what's funny? Great headline, too. I think if Crosby, if he's even 90%, let's say the calf is okay, you got to go with what you know. And Crosby has been so consistent and so good ever since he had that hiccup about 3-4 maybe 5 years ago. I think you just, you have to go with the veteran. It isn't, that isn't make or break money. You know, when it comes to kickers and what they're making at this point, you're going to save, what, $800,000? To the Packers, that is nothing at all. I think you got to go with the old reliable if he's healthy.
Yeah, I completely agree. I don't think tonight's going to tell us a ton, maybe more negative than positive for guys that are trying to make the squad. But beyond that, it should be interesting, and then we'll talk again soon, okay?
Yeah, it's crazy. Remember when the third game used to be like, hey, we're going to see the starters for at least a half, maybe even into the third quarter?
Right.
Now nobody's playing.
Yeah.
So at some point,
I get it.
It's just another exhibition game with a bunch of guys out there, and you and I could sit down and put 50 out of the 53 on paper, and then there'll be three guys, one DB, one lineman, and one other guy who you go, oh, good for him. He made it.
Right. No, I get it. I'm not quite sure what to make of this team. I don't know how good they're going to be. I don't know how bad they're going to be, but I know that there's a lot of anticipation to see it unfold, but I think a lot of Packers fans are sitting with their arms folded right now going, show me something. There's not a lot of believers out there. There's a lot of people with their arms folded saying, show me something.
Short attention span. I mean, everyone wants to see something now. Mm-hmm. I got to see it now. And right. I believe Matt LaFleur is guarding and literally playing poker right now. Doesn't want to show anything, and I think we'll be hopefully pleasantly surprised in about 2.5 weeks.
Crossing our fingers. I'll talk to you later, Bert. Okay?
All right, bud.
See you, buddy. There you go. Bert Griffin, sports director for WFRV-TV, CBS 5 in Green Bay, joining us for a couple of minutes. You can find him at Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Griffin, on Twitter, at Burke Griffin on Twitter. Track him down there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. More of the Bill Michaels Show is next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Aaron Jones, running back for the Green Bay Packers. He had a chance to chat with Mike Clemens. Said, hey, it's important to get these running game reps in practice right now.
Oh, it's very important. I mean, you haven't been in a full-speed game since last season. Well, I haven't, but so it's very important just to get the speed, the tempo down, and just get the offense down and get as many reps as I can.
He also talks about how he's excited to be more a part of the passing game moving forward. He wasn't a guy that was out catching passes a whole lot. Now they're starting to use him in that particular sense. Excited about it.
I was going pretty good. I'm excited to finally use it, finally be able to get in there and do some things in the pass game and try to make some plays.
Really working in the offseason to get better hands, too, coming out of the backfield. And he was asked what he's looking forward to coming up tonight.
I think we're going to establish the run game, come out and run the ball, and you'll see how it's supposed to be ran, like the outside zone, inside zone, and just different things. And I'm excited to run behind those big guys. I've been waiting to run behind them. So.
But the biggest thing for him, it's just important to get some reps.
It is definitely good to get your feet wet. That's part of the preseason. With the whole offseason, you haven't been hitting, haven't been doing anything. So you get to get your feet wet in that, and it helps you get your pad level lower when you get hit the next time and just things like that.
So there you go. That is Aaron Jones, and he is itching to get at it coming up tonight. Hey, a reminder that the Fan, our 105.7 FM The Fan golf outing is coming up on September 25th. That's Wednesday, September 25th. Go to the Fan's website, 105.7 FM, The Fan, if you'd like to participate in it. It's with a bunch of local celebrities. It benefits Give Kids the World. It's at Western Lakes Golf Course, a terrific place to have an outing, as a matter of fact. I know Greg Essig, the owner, him and his wife out there, they're just tremendous people. Their staff treat you right, and they know how to put on an outing. I mean, they do it really, really well. Been doing it for a long, long time, too. Should be a good day, but we can't do it without you. So go to 105.7 FM, The Fan. 105.7 FM, The Fan, locally out of Milwaukee, our flagship station, who has that golf outing coming up, and you can be a part of it. So get your foursome together. Let's go. Let's go play. And if you're a single person, that's too. That's good, too. Who knows? Maybe you end up paired with a bunch of other great people. Got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.